Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 58 of the Live Simply podcast. My name is Natalie Pickett, and I'm your host. And believe it or not, this is day 30 of the 30-day challenge. I can't believe time, it's over. But it's just beginning at the same time. But yes, in case this is your first time listening in or you haven't tuned in a while, welcome back and welcome. But the 30-day challenge was about 29 days ago. I decided to encourage my podcast listeners, which is you, for 30 days straight. So yes, of course we do consistent podcast episode throughout the month and the year, but 30 days, that was something new that we did. And it was great to do. I'm so excited that I had the opportunity to encourage you. I heard some great feedback and I heard that, you know, many were blessed. And so thank you for giving me that opportunity just to share with you and encourage you. On our last day of the 30-day podcast challenge, I wanted to end with the last two habits of success that you will need to develop. And I think this was a great ending. There was a part one. There was a part two that I want you to go back and listen to. But I think it's a great ending to end this challenge because this gives you something to work towards. So I'm giving you some takeaways, even though I try to give you takeaways with all of the podcast episodes, but these are definitely some that will just help you as you move forward, as you progress, as you grow, and not just in your profession or your business, if you're an entrepreneur, but also as you grow in your personal life, as you walk in your purpose, as you grow in your spiritual relationship, well, in your relationship with God. So that's super exciting. But anyway, I will review the points that we've talked about. I will just at least highlight those points, but in order to get details about those specific habits that we talked about the past 2 days, you're going to have to go back and listen to episode 56 and 57. But just to review, on the first night of talking about these specific ones, the first habit that you want to develop is to feel fear, but operate in courage. So in a sense, you want to operate in courage, not necessarily, allowing fear to, overtake you, but you're going to feel it, but you want to move in courage. That's all I'm going to say about that. The next habit is to progress through your obstacles. Progress through your obstacles. Obstacles happen for a reason. And it's not because you're a bad person, but there's a reason for them and you want to grow and work through them. So make sure, once again, to listen to episode 56 to get more details in regards to those two habits and how to develop those. Then last night's episode, well, yesterday, we talked about two more habits, and those would be, the first one is to develop relationships that will strengthen you. So you want to focus on relationships that will strengthen you, and also have goals that speak to who you truly are. And I think that's probably one of my favorite habits to develop. So make sure to go back and listen to episode 57 to get details on that. And now here we are at the final round, part three of developing habits of success. And just to reiterate, these were inspired through a book that I read a couple years ago by Valerie Burton, and it's called Successful Women Think Differently. So to get all the good information that she has, it's a great book. Definitely, you know, go Amazon Prime is the bomb. But if you more so love bookstores, Barnes & Noble, what other bookstores are there around? Caribou Books? Yeah, okay. But yeah, go get the book. Caribou Books may be, is there still Caribou Books? Okay, yeah. That's also the funny thing about this podcast. Bless my heart. I'd be just thinking out loud. Okay, anyway, back to our last two habits that you want to develop. So the first one, and I'll be sharing two, as I just said, two today. The first one is to say no to good opportunities in order to say yes to purposeful ones. Ooh, this here is so important. Being successful requires you to be intentional with the decisions you make and the opportunities that you take. Look at that rhyming there. Go ahead, Dr. Seuss. Not really. Okay. Yes, you will be offered opportunities that look so good, sound so good, and have you feeling pretty good about yourself. But remember, your goal is to say yes to the purposeful ones. And in order to do that, you must know and be clear about your purpose in life. And I know over these past 30 days, I have reiterated how important it is for you to, one, walk in your purpose, to know your purpose, to be clear about your purpose so that you can affect those who God has destined for you to to influence and impact. So make sure that, yeah, you get clarity on your purpose in life. Once you have clarity in that, you'll be able to embrace opportunities that allow you to grow, develop, and accomplish your purpose. And I also want to say that when you do that, it'll also help with managing your time. And how so? Because you won't just be saying yes to everything. You'll be saying yes to those things that you know are right aligned or aligned right with what you're supposed to be doing, what your passion is, what your purpose is. And so, you know, a lot of times we can be running all crazy and all over the place and saying yes to everything because we're not clear on what we're supposed to be doing. So we just do it all. But maybe, just possibly, if you would find that purpose, get clear on it, then you will know exactly what to say yes to and what to say no to. And even though those things, some things sound good, you always have to ask yourself, is it purpose specific? And that's what you want to go with. So don't busy yourself with any old opportunity, even if it sounds good. Devote your time to purpose-filled opportunities. Lastly, be willing to take risk. And I want to say there was a whole podcast on being a risk taker. I'm almost positive. I don't have it memorized what number it is, but yeah, go back to the podcast episode and find that one. But you know, taking risks can be a scary thing to do, but most successful people choose to take a leap in order to accomplish their goals and just to be successful. While you don't have to be a risk taker all the time, truth be told, there will come a time that despite how things look at the moment or, you know, how nervous you may feel, taking that one risk will be the thing to push you right into success. So be willing to take risks, take the leap, take the jump. Don't always be in your feelings, you know, like the feelings of fear or you'll be feeling, you know, not quite sure, uncertain, apprehensive, doubtful, all that stuff. No, take the risk and success will more than likely follow. Okay. So once again, those were the last 2 points. Thank you so much for listening in these past 30 days. It has been great. I appreciate your support. But yeah, head on back. You will see if you actually subscribe, whether you're on, the podcast for your iPhone, or if you're on Google Play, there's several different platforms that the podcast can be, you can get the podcast from. So just find that one and subscribe so that you'll know when a new podcast episode is up. That'd be great. And also don't forget to go to Instagram and to follow go to Instagram and follow Live Simply, and then join our Facebook group, which is also Live Simply. We would love to have you. So yeah, here's to you being successful, walking in your purpose, growing in your relationship with God, and just pretty much living simply, which is living healthy from the inside out. Thanks so much for coming along on the journey, and have a wonderful day. Bye.